This is a podcast from the BBC.
On Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, why does a great goal in football do nothing for me? I get accused of being fake news. Our listener Craig with more The Truth About Girls. It's Bumblayer Wednesday and our new game, Does It Fart? We take calls at random and find out if your favourite animal ever lets rip. Jill in Wakefield's been on early doors saying, please can we hear the Peppa Pig news clip from Tina Dehealy? It's been a long time since we've had that in the Bumblayer Gap. Yeah, we can sort that out for you. Anything else you want for the gap today, we will Bumblayo because it is Wednesday, even though it doesn't feel like it, just after two. And later on the show, a guy that has been viral over the weekend called Craig with more Truth About Girls.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
At the Disco, Say Amen, Saturday night. Sophie says, I love this new Panic tune. Also, Chloe from Huddersfield saying, Radio 1 making my case study writing a lot more enjoyable by spinning new Panic at the Disco.
I see what they've done there, though. Can you see it?
What?
Well, they're blatantly trying to get on a Saturday night TV show. Theme tune. Think about it.
And oh, it's Saturday night.
It will happen as
well. And here's your host, Mel and Sue. My host's Mel and Sue. I know what you mean. It's like this one. Like any track that mentions Saturday night or the weekend, you're going to make loads of cash. Aren't you? Like Michael Gray knew exactly what he was doing when he called this track The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Also, I saw this on social media the other day and I didn't even know this either. You know Saturday Night Takeaway?
Mm.
Do you know why it's called that?
Well, I assume the idea is you have a takeaway. It's around that time you have a takeaway.
No, it's not. That's what I thought.
So what is it?
It's called that because there's loads of stuff from the show to take away to win.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that's just... Well, who's saying that? It's just your interpretation on it.
No, I saw this tweet when massively, like, thousands and thousands of retweets. It's because you take away stuff from the show.
No, it's because you eat a takeaway while you're watching it.
No, I thought it's because loads of people have takeaway on a Saturday night.
Well, why it's Saturday night takeaway.
It's not. It's because you take away stuff from the show. Honestly.
It's not.
It is. Finally confirmed.
By who? This is what I mean. You just read anything on Twitter. You're exactly what fake news is all about.
What do you mean?
You'll read any fake news and go, oh, that's a fact.
Don't call
just
me
because you've
fake
seen
news.
It on Twitter. It's been retweeted loads. Doesn't make it a fact.
What?
You
so
should
you,
know this.
You think that it's because people...
It's because you eat takeaway whilst you're watching it.
Well, it's not.
Scott Mills.
I'm with Mills on this one. If it was because people eat their takeaway, then surely the audience wouldn't be winning things and they'd be eating food instead.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
I do disagree with you on that.
Well, maybe it could mean both, you know?
Oh, I see. So it's like a clever play on words.
It's a play on words. Suggested by Steve in Reading.
You shouldn't just believe what you see on the internet.
All right. Don't call me fake news ever again.
You are a bit fake news,
don't call me that. I don't know why. That's really wound me up.
I tried a little science experiment on you earlier that I want to play to people because we recorded it. So I did this before the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, do you want to play this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to show you the goal from last night. I want to show you the goal from Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, I heard about this.
Because I'm just keen to see your reaction. You've heard about it.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. Everyone was saying it was really good.
So when I saw this, something inside me sort of came alive. It was amazing. This goal was beautiful.
Right.
And if this doesn't turn you towards football, I don't know what will.
Okay, show it to me.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Does that do nothing for you? Does that do nothing
Watch
for
again.
You?
Hang on.
Look at this. Watch this. Watch. Oh!
Quite good.
Like a full-on bicycle kick.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, getting anything for
you. You don't even get, like, the slightest twinge from that.
I mean, once more.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it is good.
It's a good goal.
It is good.
But are you just saying that to try and make me happy? You don't have to just say it. Did you feel something inside you?
No.
No. Weird. Not See, even a twinge from
no.
you on that.
How does it make you feel?
It was such a good goal, Scott.
I saw so many people talk about this. The Ronaldo goal last night.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a goal.
It's a wonderful goal. It's not just a normal. It's one of the best ever in the Champions League, Scott.
That's the thing, though. Like, we're really good mates. We're like, you're one of my best friends.
We are different,
but
aren't we?
So different sometimes.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Mark in Norwich says, if you're such good mates, what do you talk about in the pub if not football? We were just saying, we cover all the topics, probably like a lot broader topics than most mates.
Yeah, it's all on, yeah.
Because like we're really, like in some ways very similar, but in other ways very different, so we get through a lot of subjects.
Yeah, also we try and understand what each other likes and try and get involved a little bit. Football, yeah. Boys, yeah, so, tanning,
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, adulting, it's all in there. Like more than most people would talk about. Yeah. I think it's quite broad.
It's a broad table.
So we've played many a game over the years on this show, but the one we're playing today is going to take some beating. There's a book out which tells you which animals fart or not, because some don't, which I didn't think was true, but it's true.
Mm.
So if you've ever looked at an animal and thought, does it fart though?
Does it fart though?
You will be able to find out, and we'll take some callers at random in the next 15 minutes.
And be honest with yourselves as well. This might sound like a poor feature, but be honest. Do they fart, though?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
The author of the book, Daniela, has been on saying thanks for the shout-out. No worries. So many people are curious about this. Because, like, you'd think that all animals would let rip, wouldn't you? Because otherwise they might, like, self-explode.
Mm. Well, yeah, or just what's going on. And then also, like, what does it sound like?
Right. Well, all of these questions are answered in this book. So it started, the hashtag does it fart started trending, and then Daniela and Nick, who wrote the book, they kind of set up a spreadsheet for people to fill in with fart facts, which of course they were all checked through.
Mm.
And then they were asked if they wanted to write a whole book about which animals do and don't, and it's just human curiosity. I really want to know. And loads of people, some people even study at the moment and are asking, you know, does a frog fart, for example, or this one here. Do all birds fart? All my students are curious. That's from Adam Kemble. Well, let's play the game.
Do they fart?
Let's go through the lines. Hello, James.
Hi, I'm James. I'm from Llanelli in South Wales. I really would like to know if chickens fart.
Chickens. Mm. Obviously, we all know what a chicken sounds like. But do they fart?
I don't know. I've lost sleep over it, to be honest.
Mm. Why have you chosen chicken?
This has been a question that's been burning in my mind for years.
Okay, James, here's the answer.
Yes, they do.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
This is ridiculous. This is the most stupid thing.
Again. Not a conventional fart there.
Do I want to know how you've sourced getting recordings of the farts? Has this been a poor member of the team that's been sent out? Has this been someone's job?
I sent an email last night.
Looking around.
Hi, guys. Can you, one of you, go to a farm and just wait for the chicken to fart?
Right.
Do they fart?
Hello, Amy.
Hey, guys.
Where are you?
I'm in Portsmouth.
Okay. Which one do you want to know?
I would like to know if fish fart.
Why?
Oh.
Because ideally, I'd just like to know if they do, can it be used as like a little turbo button to help propel them forward faster?
Interesting theory. Also, thinking about it, they'll always have to bubble to the top. So I would assume if they did, because of the amount of fish in the sea, there'd be constant bubbles to the top, wouldn't there? Think
time.
About it.
It's a bit like when you fight in the bath.
It's exactly like that on a bigger scale.
Is it from their bum? Is it from their mouth? Who knows?
Or the weird blowhole.
Yeah. Here's the answer.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No, most fish do not fart.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's a bummer. Oh, thanks.
Well, hang on a sec. Where are we at with, like, whales and stuff like that? I'd like to know, would a blue whale... Because if a blue whale farts, I can only assume it would be epic.
Okay, well, I'll try and find that for you.
Can we find that out?
I want to know what the decibels would be as well.
Okay, well, we'll find that later. But, Amy, most fish don't, okay?
Quite a non-committal answer. Most fish don't.
Well, they don't.
Well, so some do?
Well, yes, but we haven't got time for that.
So some of them do.
Be off with you.
Do they fart?
Okay, next. It's Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hello, guys.
Where are you?
I'm in Sheffield.
Some people are saying that this game is not highbrow, but actually it's educational. Thank you. What would you like to know, Luke?
I mean, they're pretty majestic creatures. I don't know how I'd feel, but do lions fart?
And that's the animal that you've gone for there. You're wondering about the lions.
Yeah.
It kind of... It negates from the majestic roar, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something coming out the other end, surely.
Also, the ones that don't fart, surely you need to. It's like a release, isn't it?
I assume so.
Maybe that's why their roars are so good, because it builds up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luke, here's your answer.
Yes, they do.
Do you want to hear it?
Do they?
Yeah, go on then.
Quite disappointing compared to a roar, isn't it?
Yeah, quite, yeah.
Rubbish.
Again, how do we get that?
Oh, no, don't ask.
Not so king of the jungle anymore, are they?
No.
Do they fart?
One more. Hello, Bob.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in King's Lynn.
What would you like to know?
Do penguins fart?
We all know what a penguin sounds like.
No. They don't
exactly.
sound like that at all.
That is penguin.
That's not penguin.
It is that when they're having a chat.
Do the noise again. That's not...
That is.
What's that?
That's penguins chatting
remix.
To each other. What do you think? Do you think they do or not?
I hope so, and I hope it sounds like that.
That chattering does sound like the noise you'd get before a drop. In a dance song, doesn't it? And then they fart. Or do they?
Penguins.
Yes, they do.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Can you do it after the drop?
Oh, okay. You don't want much, do you? Hang on. Here it is. And...
That's clearly in underwater.
David Guetta's next track.
Imagine David Guetta's track was this.
Just put Sia on it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for answering.
We hope you enjoyed our quick round of
Do They Fart?
That's science, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, the actual author, Danny's been on saying, hang on a minute, herring, which are fish, do fart to communicate. So there's a little fart there just to say hi to each other.
Loads of people on as well saying blue whale, not a fish, it's a mammal.
That's right.
So different rules, of course.
Danny also says they do, chickens do fart, but only when they have a really gross infection.
Ugh. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Teaks and sunshine. The cynics amongst us would say that's the same as making a song about Saturday night or the weekend.
What, as in whenever it's sunny, it will get played? Or any montage involving sun. Don't know what that would be.
Yeah, that was Teaks and Sunshine. Before it, 30 Seconds to Mars, Dangerous Night. Georgia Taylor in London. That's just made her day hearing that. And she's added Jared Leto as well. The man whose skincare... thing is only water. That really annoyed me last week.
Mm. Well, so
as if it's only water.
Yeah, but it's not only water.
It's not.
Because that's not a trick.
He's like 84.
And because otherwise everyone would get younger when it rains.
Right. Well, how's he doing that?
Not water.
I've spent thousands on creams. Okay. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado.
Bang, 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 bang. Right, halfway through this, well, weirdly short week. What's going on?
Thousands. What, the White House press secretary is reading the Easter story to some kids. That's what's happening.
This is the Easter story that Jesus is alive today, and because he died for us, we will all live too. Yeah, the end. Yay.
Didn't want to be there.
This is the Easter story.
Yeah. Here's Michelle from Airline. She just missed her flight.
Oh, no! Calm down.
A low point from Chris earlier in today's show.
This is what I mean. You just read anything on Twitter. You're exactly what fake news is all about.
What do you mean?
You'll read any fake news and go, oh, that's a fact.
Don't call
just
me fake
news. You've seen it on Twitter. It's been retweeted loads. Doesn't make it a fact.
Chicken fart. Lion fart. Disappointing.
There's loads of kids loving the farts, by the way.
Penguin.
Loads of messages. We've got a situation. So
what's going on?
Can I just explain? Sorry to interrupt, Bumbaleo. And this quite lengthy gap. We've got some blinds that go up and down in our studio here. But they're...
There's a ghost.
They're being operated by someone away from the studio.
Is it you, Greg?
So it's
James?
Some kind of prank.
Is it you?
Some rubbish prank.
Is it you, though? He's doing it.
It's him doing it.
Do it again.
It.
By mistake, was it?
There it goes.
There we are. Thanks for the blind.
Oh, come on, this gap's good. Okay. Do you want to say, someone was telling me the other day the Bumble Out gap goes on too long.
Penguin fart. Just found this one. This is incredible. We didn't play this before. This is from our game, Do They Fart? Hippo fart.
That is mad. We should do a fart chart.
And finally, due to popular demand, robot Clara Amfo.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate.
Come on then, where are you, please? Andrew the prawn fisher is cruising down the west coast of Scotland in his boat, bumbling his prawns off. Lucan Gosport, I'm sorry. And Josh, bumbling his tape measure off in Barnsley. The hippo sounded like a chainsaw. I know, so long. Hello, Mark in Norfolk. Callum in Somerset. Adam, John and Paul bumbling at the plastic factory in Willand.
Rob the plumber in Hull. That's not an instruction.
This is exactly what I need, says Charlie, while I'm writing my dissertation in the library in Cambridge. Cambridge. Any more?
Yes, Dave the handyman fencing in the rain on the Wirral right now. Fencing in the rain? Assume putting up a fence rather than sword fighting.
Michelle from Airline, sounds like your trainer's in a school PE hall playing basketball. Yes, Cam, that's true. Tony's just finished work. Will in the gym while his fiance is at work today.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Len and Arlene there trying out some desserts. Millie in Cardiff in the garden revising the urinary system. Well, that's nice.
Treat day.
Emily, Lisa and Leanne in Cornwall. Tanya in London, bumbling her maths test off.
Alex, who's just handed in his notice. Congratulations, I think.
And Lauren doing bio revision and trying not to smudge her fake tan.
Zero three!
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Seems a lot of people are having, like, the worst week, even though it's a short one. Rebecca works the whole bank holiday. Then the guy she's been seeing for 6 months ghosted her, sees his Snapchat. Oh, there's another girl.
Oh, no.
She needs some...
I hope there was no overlap.
Needs some happy music. Probably was overlap, though.
But another girl in the Snapchat doesn't necessarily mean the, you know, that.
Yeah, no, you don't know.
I know, you don't know. Don't 2 + 2 = 5.
But if you do want to be on Ghostbusters, then let us know. If you have been ghosted, like a member of our team was over the weekend, Sophie, there, you heard it on the show yesterday. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll get in touch and we'll try and get you some answers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Abby?
Yeah.
Yes!
All right, yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
How's it going, Abby? Where are you?
I'm sat at work at the minute.
Okay, you're allowed to call me at work, are you?
Yeah, I'm allowed to call you at work. They don't know.
I've noticed, Chris, and I'm also guilty of this, and a lot of people, I think, when your partner calls you at work and you have to go, and you do this a lot. Hey, yep, I'm at work at the moment. Yep, okay.
Okay, no, what I try and do is disguise it as if I'm talking to a company. It's like, yeah, I'll action that in a minute.
Do you?
Yeah. Voice on.
But what? But that's your actual girlfriend on the other
end?
Yeah, line?
And then I go outside and go, I'll call you back in a minute. We're just going to play a song. You hang up first. Don't you hang
miss
up.
You, miss you, miss you.
I miss you a lot. I'm at work, but I still miss you. That's exactly what it's like.
Right. Tell me about your dog, please, Abby.
What, Molly that farts all the time, that one?
Yeah, Molly the dog that farts. And did you hear the feature Does It Fart earlier?
I did hear it, yeah.
Educational? Educational? Yes, I think it is.
Depends how old you are, I guess, yeah.
Right, okay. And
oh, was it? Yeah.
How many times a night for your dog?
Oh, all the time, three or four at least.
That's a dog fart there. Does Molly's ones resemble that in any way?
Yeah, exactly that.
Right, thing is, you think it's the dog.
So no.
What happens is that's just you asleep, and it's woken you up. Because sometimes some people can do that. You sort of wake yourself up with it.
Oh,
and
then I've woken myself up many a time with my own ones.
What you've done is you've blamed the dog. You've gone, must have been Molly.
Must have been Molly again.
Must have been Molly, yeah. Must have.
But it was you.
It was you, Abby.
It was you.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. What a highbrow show we're having today. Here's what I've got for you today. Bangers.
Okay.
You're ruining it. Jay Hard.
Okay, not bad. Jay Hard.
Jennifer Hudson, Spotlight. Stop it. I've got smooth grooves. Can you stop? Can you stop?
Don't get angry.
I've gone smooth grooves today, Abby. If that's your bag, then choose me.
Or I've gone for this. This is Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down.
You're going down.
What does that even mean? What?
The same as you did to mine.
What do you want? Do you want?
What do you want?
I think I'm going to have to go with you, Scott.
Yes! Now, I really enjoyed playing that. I really enjoyed it. And you were into it.
I was kind of into it.
You were into it. But the Fall Out Boy fans are getting restless.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
They're rioting.
But this is the thing. If she'd chosen Fall Out Boy, if Abby had chosen Fall Out Boy, I don't think Jay Hud could rally.
No.
A similar response.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
She couldn't rally an angry mob the same way Fall Out Boy.
And they are angry, but it's a song that I've not heard for a long time.
They're there with their fists in the air.
That was Jennifer Hudson and Spotlight, which makes it one all.
Scott Mills.
We've got a new podcast. You know you already get the Scott Mills Daily if you can't listen to the show live. We've got a brand new one. And thank you for all your texts and emails about it. It doesn't even have a name yet. It's that new. But it's going to be all about behind-the-scenes secrets of various different professions. A lot of you got in touch yesterday. I could do with some more, though. We had communications from doctors, nurses, tattoo artists, cabin crew, a lot of those. Mm. They got some stories. We had chefs. We had some strippers on who've worked in a strip club. And thank you to everyone who's got in touch so far. It's been really good to hear all your stories. If you want to get involved, if you haven't done so already, and you're prepared to tell us some secrets about the industry you're in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just drop me a quick note on email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Or you can text on 81199. We want the real juicy stuff, the real secrets. And remember, because it's a podcast, we can go further. We can be a little bit more kind of revealing. If you don't want your name to be on, if you're kind of like, okay, I'm still in this job and I'm scared about taking part. Remember, we have a private investigator on every week. We can change your name, we can make you anonymous, we can change your voice, but we just want the secrets of your profession.
I think people can find this quite liberating as well, because I'm sure everyone in their jobs has these things that either annoy them or that they think people should know, but there's nowhere to tell those things. This is it.
So, I don't know, like, we could do with some holiday reps, maybe hotel staff, massage therapists.
Oh, massage therapists would be good, surely.
Maybe, I don't know, professional footballers. If you're listening to this, let's reach for the sky. We're not ruling anything out, okay? So it's a podcast, so we can go much further. We can be pretty shocking on this. And we can protect your anonymity. Just drop me a message to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text 81199. Radio 1. We're looking for more people with the secrets of their professions for this new podcast. You see, you'd listen to that, wouldn't you? I definitely would.
Mm.
So it'll be in podcast form and it'll just be us chatting to these people about all the secrets of the stuff we don't see behind the scenes. Get in touch if you want to take part. Scott Mills. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to a guy called Craig who went viral over the weekend because of a thread about girls. He lives with his girlfriend and housemate, and it's just observations of stuff that he's realised living with two girls on a daily basis.
Exactly. It's new to him. He's learnt new stuff about that situation and girls in particular.
So many people got in touch about this yesterday. Hello, Craig.
Hi, mate.
How was the reaction after you were on the show yesterday?
Yeah, my phone didn't stop going for a few hours.
Got a theme tune for you. Here come the girls. Okay. Point four on the truth about girls. Go.
Okay, so the process for getting ready for a night out is not just wash, get dressed, go out. There's meetings and catwalk shows and endless compliments. And sometimes it's an actual two-man job because some dresses have back zips that would literally be impossible for one girl to reach. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. What do you mean about the catwalk shows?
So, well, Billy, my girlfriend, is a fashion designer anyway, so I'm kind of used to the catwalk shows. But, I mean, it's full. Like, there will be, like, 8 or 9 outfit changes sometimes. And obviously they have to, like, get approval for their outfit. I'm not really sure why it happens. It just kind of does. But it can last for hours sometimes.
Right. The catwalk shows, then. And do you sit there watching the catwalk shows? Or is this just something that you've seen from afar?
This is something I've just seen. I don't, like, ask for the catwalk shows to happen, I suppose.
I didn't know this about girls. I didn't know they did, like, fashion or fake fashion shows before they go out. I didn't know that. Yeah. How many hours are we saying they take to get ready?
No, actually, well, to be fair, Billy and Sarah, they're both really good at getting ready, and normally it doesn't take them forever, but sometimes it does take them, I mean, it could be up to a couple of hours, maybe.
Right.
Now, this tweet was very relatable. I assume it got a lot of likes.
It did. This one's on nearly 17,000 likes.
17,000 wow. likes. So, Nicola here, who works on the show, why would that have got 17,000 likes? Is that relatable to you?
Well, not to me, but I know loads of girls who love getting ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I do go through, like, 3 different outfit changes just for work sometimes.
Do you?
For work?
Sometimes,
what?
Yeah.
So this was what?
No, not today. Not today. Today was just a...
It's a yellow jumper.
No, but sometimes.
Okay.
Like, I just can't find
well,
anything
when?
To wear.
For work? Well, so, yeah. Right, be honest here, everyone in the studio. Scott, you've not made an effort today. I've not made an effort today.
I haven't made an effort today. Not today.
But when some guests come in,
yeah.
My word, if you slightly fancy the guest, you will dress up.
Not
everyone
true.
Everyone here. True.
No, true.
Not
being true.
True
here.
Not
if
true.
Everyone's honest.
No.
True, Scott.
And also, because we see each other every day, everyone knows when the other person makes an effort.
No.
Scott.
That's not true.
This is not what you would wear.
No, sometimes.
In front of a good looking guest.
That's not true.
No, and being honest.
It's nothing to do with what they look like.
Shush.
I'm not having that. I strongly disagree.
And same with you, Nicola. And I would say the same for me as well. None of us made an effort today.
No.
But you watch. Next guest that comes in. It's interesting seeing who makes the effort as well, isn't it? It's very interesting.
And for who?
So Craig Shapes. I can understand why that got 17,000 likes.
Yeah, I think so, me too.
Right, we'll do some more after this. Scott Mills. Okay, Craig, can we have point number 5, please, which went viral on your Twitter?
Point number 5 is candles. So we have so many candles in the house, candles that smell like really weird things. like rhubarb and custard. I'm literally looking at a rhubarb and custard flavoured candle now. I don't know what rhubarb and custard actually smells like. I've never taken time out to smell rhubarb and custard.
It's not rhubarb and custard flavour.
Well, no, because it's a candle.
Because you said flavour there. You're not supposed to, you don't eat them. You haven't tried to eat them, have you?
Well, no, I haven't. But scented, I meant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, candles are also everywhere around Echo Falls, aren't they, Scott? You love a candle.
I do like a candle. I can totally relate to this one.
Yeah.
So there's just so many candles everywhere. I'm counting them now.
Well, Craig Shapes, why do you think it's unusual for there to be so many candles? Do you somehow think that this isn't something that boys do, have candles? Well, because they do. I light a candle occasionally.
Special occasion.
I don't know, maybe I'm the type of bloke, I've never thought about, you know, buying a candle. I don't know why.
I used to be like that, and then Scott got me a candle, and I took it home.
Everything changed.
Living at my parents' house, and my dad walked in on me lighting the candle in my bedroom and thought that I was having some special alone time.
Yeah, he thought
so
it was...
So then walked back out. As if I'd light a candle for the occasion.
Special occasion. I'll get the candle on.
Oh, son.
Oh, son, I'll come back. I get the candle thing, and I am also obsessed with them. Even the really, really, really cheap ones, I still buy them.
But you see, that's why I struggle with candles, is because for me they're a bit like fireworks, because you're literally looking at money being burnt.
Yes.
That's what I think of candles. Like, it almost stresses me out a little bit.
Also, some of them burn. I know what you mean. It's burning.
And
money.
That's not me being tight. No, it's just stressful watching them go down quite quickly. I'm just thinking, there's my bank balance.
Also, some of them are terrible. Like the ones that smell of like candy floss, like the really sweet ones. Blah.
That said, Grimmy buys a candle. He was telling us about this, which smells of mud.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, it's sick. Do your impression of Grimmy.
Oh, I've got this new candle, and it actually smells of dirt. Smells of dirt. It's sick. It's like a mud candle.
Yeah,
yeah. He's all about that. He like the weird kind of scent. But I know what you mean. Like, what even is the rhubarb and custard smell?
It's not something that I would, like, associate with, you know, like, I wouldn't think, oh, I really want something that smells like rhubarb and custard.
No.
But the nice thing about this experience, Craig Shapes, is that you're learning all of this, but I hope it's going to change your life as well, so you're going to start getting into candles. Quite like that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out. Maybe I'll call you back in, like, a couple of years and see if I bought any candles.
Craig, are you all right to wait there? We'll do some more in a minute.
Of course.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Craig's here. Hi.
Hi, mate.
Should we go for point number 6?
Go on, Craig.
Point number 6 is... So I've written Kardashians, Ibiza Weekender, RuPaul, X on the Beach, Love Island, Geordie Shore. I know everything about all of these people that I'll never meet. And there are so many episodes of them all. And the worst thing is I actually gave in and really got into Love Island this year.
Yeah. It happens.
Trash TV. Yeah.
It's like you with your girlfriend and Maiden Chelsea. You didn't want to watch that. You ended up getting well into it.
Mate, I had no interest in it whatsoever. My girlfriend got me onto all sorts. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
But there is a lot out there.
There's so much. What are the most popular ones with the girls in your house?
So they love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I've not seen RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's
what
awesome.
Is it, Scott?
It's so good. You would be obsessed.
So
yeah?
What is it?
It's RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right, I know what a drag race is.
It's loads of drag queens.
Oh, is it?
Having a fabulous time.
But racing?
No. What else?
They really like Geordie Shore as well, but I'm not as keen on Geordie Shore.
But Craig Chase, when you're watching the shows with your girlfriend and her best friend, do they ever have like the girly gossip between themselves about who they fancy and stuff like that? And then it gets a little bit awkward for you?
All the time, and who they don't like, that's a hot topic. I don't really know any of them by name.
How do you get on with your boyfriend, Scott, when you're watching TV and you say, oh, I quite fancy that person there?
We're not at that stage.
You're not at that stage?
No.
Me and my girlfriend are just about there.
Yeah.
But she used to, I think, not enjoy some of the guests that we'd have on the show. Because whereas she would say that she fancies Ryan Gosling,
I would then come in with, well, I fancy, I best not say who.
And then it didn't go well.
And, like, they would be on the show all the time.
Right, yes.
It was really accessible.
Well, that's annoying because, like, you
not that
are going
to stand a chance, but you know what I mean.
Right, like, you're going to meet them, though.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
annoying.
I'll be honest, it was an easy way to wind her up because she kept talking about Ryan Gosling.
And you'd so be like, wow, we've got so-and-so coming in again tomorrow.
she's in again.
X on the Beach. I'm always like, why are they surprised that their ex has turned up on the beach? That's the same show. Same thing that happens every single time.
You would expect it.
Yeah, but they look so shocked. They're like,
I really hope my ex doesn't turn up.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the
show, hun. X on the Beach. The clue's in the title. Right, Craig, more on this tomorrow. Thank you about the truth about girls.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Oh, I just thought of a brilliant one that him and his girlfriend and mate will love.
What?
Khloe Kardashian revenge body.
Oh, it sounds dreadful.
Oh, it's brilliant.
it sounds particularly dreadful.
Today, Khloe, I want to get revenge on my father. Okay, you go for it.
And then, like, they transform their whole body.
Oh, it sounds awful.
Oh, it's so good. BBC Radio. Oh, yes. Scott Mills. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked what you heard on this podcast, give us a little review, hey? Thanks. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.